Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. Emotions are still high a day after El Paso County District Attorney James Montoya announced he had offered a plea agreement with the Walmart mass shooter and his attorneys removing the death penalty. Montoya said a majority of survivors and families supported the decision while some opposed it, wanting the shooter to face trial and maintain the threat of capital punishment against him. KTEP News reached out to several survivors and families for their view on the decision. One said the case had gone on too long and that he will not leave prison. Another called it a slap in the face. You can read our coverage at ktep.org. And county officials are keeping an eye on Senate Bill 8, which requires sheriffs to enforce federal immigration law with Immigration Customs and Enforcement. Under the proposed law, sheriffs of Texas counties with more than 100,000 residents would be mandated to request and enter partnerships with ICE. But as Elisa Tamayo, El Paso County's Director of Governmental Affairs, said, there is concern about funding.
I know there's like a big concern on the impact that this would have. There's some grants that are tied to the bill, but I don't think that would be enough to cover the overtime and like additional employee time from the sheriff's office.
El Paso's jail already has a working agreement with ICE, allowing the sheriff's office to notify the federal agency of individuals with detainers in its facilities. In other news, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums denied accreditation to the El Paso Zoo and Aquarium, according to the city. The AZA's Accreditation Commission cited deferred maintenance in older guest areas of the zoo as a contributing factor to its decision. It raised no concerns over animal care. In a news release, city officials said they intend on appealing the decision. The accreditation process was part of a five-year review. The commission did praise the zoo's veterinary program, animal welfare practices, and overall operations, but highlighted aging structures like the South American Pavilion, which was built in the 1960s. Improvements to the exhibit's interior are scheduled for this year, and the zoo has renovated the pavilion's roof and HVAC system. And Texas is running out of water, with some officials estimating the state may hit a severe water shortage as early as 2030. Addressing that is a top priority for Texas leaders this legislative session, and Senator Charles Perry, a Lubbock Republican, is spearheading the effort. A panel of Senate lawmakers took up Perry's legislation, Senate Bill 7, on Monday. The proposal would establish several offices to oversee and fund water infrastructure projects statewide. Larry Spears Jr. is the mayor of Orange in East Texas. He told the Senate Committee on Water, Agriculture, and Rural Affairs that he supports Perry's proposal.
Cities like El Paso, San Antonio, and Big Spring have demonstrated the effectiveness of supplementing critical potable water supplies with non-potable and potable reuse water. Many other cities recognize the need to do the same, but will need funds to do so.
Governor Greg Abbott also included the expansion of water infrastructure in his priorities for the legislative session back in January. The last day of this year's legislative session is June 2nd. And vandals upended a memorial to 53 immigrants who died in a sweltering tractor trailer 3 years ago in San Antonio. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
More than 50 of the crosses at the roadside memorial were knocked down by vandals sometime between 11 p.m. on Friday and 8:45 Saturday morning, according to San Antonio Police. Mayor Ron Nirenberg and other city officials joined volunteers on Saturday to help clean up the site. Nirenberg appealed to residents to come forward if they had information on the identity of the vandals. The person or persons responsible could be charged with criminal mischief for anywhere from $2,500 to $30,000. The vandalism comes after guilty verdicts were reached last week for two people responsible for the smuggling tragedy. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.